Good morning, everyone. This is the Mondo Homunculero Podcast. Coming to you live from the heart of Thanatero Studios, deep in the recesses of Casa de Mondo Zaskia. Welcome, everyone. Happy Friday. It's Friday, the 12th of March. Beware the Ides of March, Caesar. Yeah, well, that fucking Caesar has been relegated to his little fortress down in shithell. And we hope that he doesn't live through it. With a little black metal.
I became God.
Fire cracking in, shells fly everywhere.
I am but a madman.
We are the bodies of the innocent.
And we are pioneers of higher drama.
And your drama obey.
And man will always have pride in his heart.
If all time is so gained,
then does it end?
Very good riff. Skip around a little bit with new music. This is Hella Ruin from their latest release yesterday. It's called War Upon Man. Gotta love it. A little bit more. Just the right amount of thrashing there for us, folks. Now, we're going to jump to... I had a really good one. Goddamn YouTube jumps all over the fucking place. Such a fucking shit. Here we go. Now we're going to go to Warrior Path. This was released 6 days ago. It's from their new album, The Mad King. Talk about a fucking riff. Fuck yeah. off. We have to move on to another one. There's another new one called Malice. This is from their Karst Relic album, just released 6 days ago. Nice intro. Another nice album that's just come out. These are all going on my playlist of black metal. Got another one for us. And then we're going to move on to a whole different genre for a minute. This next one is called Lesseth, and it's from their new album released 4 days ago called Heavenless. On that real calm note, I'm going to pause for a second. And I'm going to jump now to a whole different genre. I'm going to pull a couple of bands from the past. Since one of my colleagues really likes Sublime, who I never really liked that much. I thought they were kind of trite because they were trying to be ska, they were trying to be reggae, and they were actually neither. They were just another pop slop job. Okay, so this is a band that I've always liked, which is no more. Okay. And it's called XTC. And let's see if I can find. Yeah, here we go. This is from one of their albums. I can't remember which one it is. I love this song. It's called Senses Working Overtime. Thank you. How could you not like that? I mean, they're a great band. Now we're going to move on to something else, which I'm going to point out for my friend. And that is UK Squeeze. And what a great fucking band they were. They were here a while back, and I didn't go see them. And I'm still feeling really, really bad about that whole thing. And it's just not... Here we go. Here's one of their great old hits called Tempted. You remember this one, don't you? It was all over that fucking album radio that was really top 40. A flannel for my fins, pajamas, a hairbrush, new shoes, and a case. Hey. I said to my reflection, let's get out of this place. Past the church and the steeple, the laundry on the hill. You don't remember that song? Oh man, it was fucking great. That might have been off key. Okay, now, here's a little reggae for these guys. I've been telling these guys about this song, and I think they'll know what it is, but this Steel Pulse was a great reggae band. God damn, they were good. And I'm not a fan of reggae. I had to play reggae in a band I was in, and it was okay because it was only one song, and it was a little break in the song, and I loved the Chops. However, to sit and listen to those fucking Chops all day while you're smoking weed, man, that shit don't get it from me. I'd have to get out the door. This song is great.
to all and I ball. Them not let me go now. To let me go was not them intention. One nigga, the less, the better, the sure. Stand strong, black skin and take your blow. I said that the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan. Man, yeah. I said that the Ku Klux Klan, yeah. He taught a lesson not to walk alone. I was waiting for the good Samaritan, but waiting was hopeless, it was all in vain. Bad to get all and die ball. Them not let me go now. Oh no. One nigga, the less, the better, the sure. Stand strong, black skin and take your blow.
Classic reggae song. Totally classic. So now we're going to finish up this part of the program with a little bit of Ginger from their latest album, Macro. And she has a nice reggae break in this song. I really love this song. It's called Judgment and Punishment. And Tati is just, she's a hottie. Tatiana!
I'm muted and untouchable.
Booyah!
Tell me what you're gonna bring to the table.
She's amazing. And the breaks that they have, and the math rock, they're called New Metal. The band Ginger from the Ukraine. Yeah, they're very popular right now. One of the reasons that metal is the most popular music genre in the world, it gets the most attendance at live shows. I think their sales and streaming is way up. The music is complex. There's many different genres within that whole meta genre. Yeah, the meta genre of metal, meta metal. Yeah, we love it. It's our lifeblood. Now, people, they like their whatever, but most people don't really like music. They're not musicians, and I understand. And then there's a lot of musicians that would rather sit around with their six-string acoustic guitar and pluck out a neo-folky diatribe. That's okay. They can do that. But I'm not listening. Ginger. Now, speaking of the past, here's one of my favorite bands that was a great mix of different musical styles, ska, reggae, pop, rock, no metal, but this is a great album called Internationalist, but I'm going to play the lead song and then we're going to do some ranting. Yeah, this is a song called Internationalist.
You believe you have an equal share in the whole wide world, and all it bears, and not to share. There's no less of my man. Your fellow sisters and your brother, my man. They take this knowledge and with it insist to play yourself for internationalist. Lay no blame at the feeling next door. Realize the struggle is also yours. But that's the strength of us all together. We're in forever. We take this challenge and make it exist. Rise up, pass up, internationalist. If you're asking deeper than the color of skin, you'll also see when you stay within.
you expect? I'm a right so far. That's up to you to leave the car. Liberty must come at the top of the list. Stand proud as a internationalist.
Thanks a lot for listening to this part of the podcast. I'll be back later with more. Now it's Saturday, the 13th. Nothing auspicious, nothing to really report. Going to go on with the music. Going to go on with the music right now. And here's Charlotte Wessel's new project. Her band, Delane, is no more. With her in it. And I don't think there's going to be another Delane. However, you never know.
I keep holding on.
I'm missing the guitars. Nice and soft. I'm not a soft guy, except for in intervals. Now, the intervals here are too soft and too long for my taste. Although, she's tremendously talented. I love seeing her with Delane. However, I'm not hearing any guitars. I'm hearing synthesizers. That's okay. This has more of a pop appeal. The verse is excellent, I think, and I want that power guitar in there. I want those chords and some fills. The synthesizers are very nice. And what can you say about Charlotte's voice? Wonderful voice. She's very, very pretty lady. I love her music, especially the Delane years and Within Temptation, who I think became a better band after she left, not because she left, just became a better band in my opinion. Anyhow, that's enough for her. This is just too soft for me. Today, we're going to take a little look at the news a little later after I get a few other things done here. I'm still in the midst of some pretty deep grief over the death of my son. I'm really, really sad. I'm really sad about the whole thing. And, you know, to me, it was a needless occurrence. My sadness wants to turn into anger and get real mad at my son and his girlfriend for allowing this to occur. However, it occurred. There's no backtrack on it. It's just another sad fact of life that happened, and I'm not a happy guy when it comes to that. So outside of that, my life is pretty goddamn good. I'm pretty happy with the way things are going, and I keep procrastinating on music, and I've kind of had it with the pop bullshit. I don't like pop music that much. I like some of it. Some of it's excellent. A lot of it is just change the channel, turn down the volume. And that's okay. I mean, you know, if you like pop, that's great. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. But here's some Deep Purple from the past. This is a cover band. So we're going to get out of that because this is very, very, very good. It's almost as good as the original, but I'm just one of those guys that I like the original. So we're going to move on to something a little bit deeper here. This is one of my favorite Opeth tunes. Diabolical beasts, open the fallers. This band is phenomenal. They obviously are classically trained in music. I love this band. I've seen them only a few times, maybe 3-4 times, and I can't wait to see them again. Opeth from Sweden. From Sweden, yeah! On to the news. Now, this is good news, and when it comes to Biden, he's doing a great job when it comes to the pandemic. I'm going to give credit where credit is due, with my opinion. He's doing a great job. There's millions who've been vaccinated. We should be all vaccinated by July or August, in my estimation. Not counting the anti-vaxxers. They're not going to do anything, but you maybe probably some new variants are going to come out and kill a bunch of them. I hope not, but that might happen. I have friends that want them to be dead. We just get really tired of the fuckers who cling to bullshit. However, it's their right to do that. So we have to acknowledge that they're doing that. We don't have to judge it. You just look at it and you can judge for yourself. If you're a rational person. Now, if you have a lot of irrationality in your wheelhouse, well, then you might go along with them. So this is working. There's like 100 million more doses of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine that have been ordered. That's great. I think it's, 65-70% effective. That's going to help a lot of people. I got Pfizer. I'm due for my second Pfizer shot next Friday, the 19th. I'm excited about it. I want to get this out of the way. That doesn't mean I'm going to drop the mask and start going out to venues. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to wait. I really want to go to Cycle Las Vegas. I hope they reinstate it because I'm not sure if they refunded my money from last year or not. I have to look that up. I'm excited about that. When it comes to live shows, I'm primarily interested in metal and the different genre in metal. Metal has a lot of different genre. That's what's beautiful about metal. It's not just thrash. It's not just black metal. It's not just screamo. It's not just emo screamo. It's not just that. It's a lot more than that. There's a long legacy of it. And it is the number one music in the world. Now, the pop and the rap and the R&B. God, I can't stand what they call R&B today. It's not R&B I grew up with. So the pop, the R&B, the rap crap, the hip-hop, of which some is pretty good because they've got some good musicians playing some jazz in the background on some of these tunes or some soul. And I like some of that. However, most of this stuff that the media thinks is popular music is not. Metal is the music. If you don't like it, that's okay. That's why we can change channels. That's why we can turn down volume. That's why we can listen to what we want to listen to. That you know, music is about taste. I've said this several times in the past. However, if you're, you know, like I go on to the social media and I have a lot of female friends. And they're not into metal, 90% of them, like I am. No, they're not. And that's okay. They like music that I basically turn off. It's just, it's boring. It's trite. It's not what I like. And in metal, you see, it's not just, rah, 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 hear the bang, rah, rah. No, it's not. That's not what it is. There's much, much more a rich history of it. You've got your early pre-metal metal. You know, like I put Deep Purple cover tune in there for a second. They, to me, were the premier metal band. People want to say it's Zeppelin. Nah. Zeppelin's good. You know, Jimmy Page, great composition. Able guitar player. Plant, voice is too high for my liking. Great singer. I don't like his voice, though. So there you go. So I'm not a big Zeppelin fan, even though I have great albums, great tunes, et cetera, et cetera. For my taste and liking, I think metal came from Deep Purple as one of the bands, and also another unsung hero was kind of a contemporary of Black Sabbath called Atomic Rooster. Now, there's others. You know, my discography goes back further than that, but I'm not going to pull it out because I've forgotten the names and the tunes. And Black Sabbath is hailed as the, you know, as the father, as the paternity of metal. It is, and it's not, because we had Deep Purple. And we had a lot of those roots with the distorted guitar tones and the heavy bass that came out of a lot of old, mainly blues music. That's right, blues. Blues is kind of the basis. And then now you get the Europeans in there, and they've got that classical music education like most of the Americans do not. And so when you get that with the knowledge and discography of everything that's come before, then you get stuff like Opeth. Yeah, then you get the Baying of the Hounds. There we have it. I'm going to pause this again. It's just too good. It's just too good not to pass on it. And I'm not going to pass on it because I love this tune. It's one of my favorite of Opeth. Anyhow, back to the news. Okay, so Biden. Okay, here's that's the positive. Biden is leading the country away from the pandemic effectively. And it's a big plus. I mean, a lot of people are in favor of what he's doing. The rescue bill is great. I do concur with some of the opinions that say that we should be focusing those monies on people who are really unemployed and who need to be retrained or need to get off furlough or back into the employment mode. I think most of the money needs to go for those people and also for the eviction relief. I think we could focus that away from the, you know, and there's a way to do that. If people are making money this year, if they've made their regular income, so to speak, and minus those the help that they got, then they don't need to get a check. I don't need to get a check. I made too much money to get one, and I'm not, you know, I don't feel like this is self-righteous. And you know what? If you were making $100,000 a year and now you're not making anything, yes, I go with that. If you were making $70,000 a year and now you're not making anything, yes, I go with that. If you were making $80,000 a year and you only made 40, I go with that. However, if you were making 100 and you made 110, you don't need anything. I don't need anything. You know, I'm good. And I want the people who really need it to get it. And I really agree with a lot of the sentiment about that. So the rescue plan is going to work okay. There's going to be a lot of critics. You know, as usual, the deficit hawks have come out of the woodwork after the shitstorm that their orange idol, their orange piece of shit, I wouldn't call it a shit of any animal because it's actually worse than that. So what is the manure from that bullshit that flowed out of his mouth that's useful? Well, we know what it is. First of all, it's reversing his rhetoric and showing the public that he was a liar. He is a liar. He's going to continue to lie. And he doesn't have the best interest of the majority of the American people in mind. And, you know, if you were a skeptic before and you liked Trump because you thought he was doing so well for the economy, okay, you know, okay, I got you. You know, if you wanted a strong man, an authoritarian leader, then I'm telling you, you're an enemy of the people. Your thinking is an enemy of the people. And I'll tell you this, you're going to get pushed away. You're going to get pushed out. Your rights won't be taken away. We'll guarantee that. However, you're going to get pushed out of any influence that has bearing on the direction we're going. We are going to mount an anti-rhetorical campaign against the lies. Now, if there is truth there, expose the truth. If it's lie there, expose the lie. Expose both, the truth and the lie, about all the different claims that the Orange Cretan made. And he was a useful puppet. He was a useful idiot. You know, I mean, I think Putin had him pegged better than anyone, and I got to give Putin credit, you know, on that scale of leadership in that. But once again, we're talking about authoritarianism. We're not talking about even approaching representative democracy, which is, we have a very weak form of representative democracy, and a lot of people agree about that. And that needs to change. However, representative democracy needs to change at the basic level. And I've harped this fucking tone, I've harped this tune 1,000 times. It has to happen at the workplace. One employee, one vote. Until the workforce sits at the table with the owners of the company, because let's face it, owners of the company, unless you're a family org and the family's doing all the work, okay, that's cool. You could run that however you want. If you're a single or a two-horse player partnership, whatever, and you don't have workers, then that's great, okay? But I'm talking about companies that have employees. And in those companies, the employees make the company run. Without the employees, there's not the productivity that produces the profits that the owners, that the people with the money want. Now, here's the problem. Happens widespread across the country. Profits come before people in most businesses. So who suffers when profits are in danger? The people. They make cuts in wages. They make cuts in hours. They make cuts. They cut people. They do all those kinds of things. Instead of stepping up their marketing, finding new strategies to employ ever more people and give them a say-so and a piece of the action besides their salary. Now, if the salary and the benefits are highly commensurate with a percentage of the profit, that's a different story. And that does happen. There are companies who do that. But, the ones that don't, piss on you. If I find out who you are, I ain't going to buy anything you make. Period. That's not a boycott. That's just, I'll buy from other companies that do better by the employees. And I'm a very guilty party. I buy too much from Amazon. Period. That's enough said if you know anything about Amazon. And those of you who want to protect Amazon and say how great, you know what? I got to say this. Go piss up a rope. They're not a good company. Neither is Google. Neither is Walmart, especially Walmart. Bald fart. Okay, so I have friends at work there that their livelihood comes from Walmart. I'm sorry that, I'm sad that you're there. I wish you could be with a better company who pays better, has better benefits, and treats their workers better. Okay? Back to the news. Okay. So here's, Biden's doing some okay stuff. I think they're going to introduce an infrastructure bill, which we need more than anything else as far as the economy goes. You know, if we can get about and they're talking another couple trillion, I'm thinking like 5-6 trillion over 5 years, 4 years, 3 years. 3 years, 5 years. And that way, and it's a no cut clause. So we can get like 5 trillion over 5 years with all the money that doesn't get spent going back into the next year's funds, will be in business. And I mean that literally. This country, okay, so people are really pro-business. I'm pro-business when it comes to cooperative between labor and ownership. I'm pro-business there. I'm pro-business when it comes to people before profits. I'm pro-business there. Okay, so if we can get a huge number of people employed and new businesses started, which are fair to the people they employ at, Union wages. Not everybody's going to be in the union. However, we need to have that big push for unions. We need unions. Now, what's going to come out, and it's already coming out, is the anti-union rhetoric that shadows from the 1890s, actually. It's a shadow. It's a devolution from then. Because remember what FDR talked about. If you don't know, there's a number of speeches you could get on YouTube to hear what he was talking about. And what Dwight Eisenhower talked about. Because Dwight Eisenhower was really, he wasn't the kind of Republican we have now. He was a middle-of-the-road Republican. And something came out, Tom Hartman said something yesterday that I think really enlightened me in that respect. The reason that he ran as a Republican, he was really a Democrat, but he ran as a Republican because he wanted to beat Truman. And he knew he wasn't going to beat Truman at the DNC. There it is. So, this is where we're headed. Here's where we're headed, okay? If we get the infrastructure, it's game over for the Republicans. Now, their voter suppression bullshit, there's 253 voter bills at the state level right now. The state level is a cesspool. Let's talk about a swamp. No, it's a cesspool that needs pumping. And that's because you have Republican-dominated state legislatures. And let's face it, folks, they usually don't represent the needs and wants of their constituents. They represent moneyed interest, period. And wherever there's fossil fuel involved, that's who they primarily represent. Democrats, corporatists, Democrats, same problem. Too many deep pockets. Even our own senator here in Arizona, Kyrsten Sinema, sucking up to the military, industrial, and now her part in the congressional complex. Kyrsten, you were a Green. What the fuck happened to you? When did you get your butt stuck in the shitter of shit politics? You're really a Republican. And I think we need to get somebody in there as our senator who's progressive. However, we're going to need to continue the shift in voters. Arizona's got a bunch of laws coming up that I'm not going to cover them. It's disgusting. 250 some odd bills in 43 states to suppress voting rights. Talk about bullshit. That's bullshit. We don't need that. That's right, folks. We don't need that, do we? And, you know, this all goes back to, and from, you know, from my point of view, Federalist Paper number 10, by Madison, where he goes back to the Platonic arguments and the Aristotelian arguments in political philosophy, which means the mob versus the wise few. Well, the mob is getting a lot more well-informed. In fact, a lot of the mob is more well-informed than the wise few, like Republicans, much more well-informed. Yeah, that's right. Much, much more well-informed. Now, and it's not a mob. It is the majority of the voters, the majority of the American people. And that's why we need a federal law to prevent states. Okay, states' right, people. You want to have another goddamn civil war? Well, maybe we need to have one to clean out the shit. However, a lot of death and destruction isn't going to do that. Look what happened in the last one. You have lost cause now. The lost cause mentality has permeated a lot of the red states, mostly the white people. Even some people of color have bought into it unknowingly. We have a problem there, and the Republican Party and the corporatist Democrats, I have to lump them together because those motherfuckers are a problem. And they need to be cleaned out, all of them. Republican Party is not, it's a fucking reactionary right-wing pseudo, I don't say neo, I'm going to say pseudo-fascist party, which is largely made up of a lot of Christian fascists. They don't know they're fascist because it's not a party as such called fascist. It's not. It's an ideology. At any rate, My rant here is that the Republicans, the way they are, they need to go. So I'm calling upon you in the public. No, you know, hardly anybody listens to this podcast, which is really, it's okay. At least I get to get it out. And what I'm getting out here is the Republican Party, it needs to be destroyed completely, figuratively speaking. It needs complete destruction, and it doesn't need rebirth with fascist ideology. If they went back to progressive Republican values and a rational approach to finance and money, they'd be great. Not the imperialism of Teddy Roosevelt. Here's a big problem. Both parties have their feet, now excluding most progressives and excluding some libertarians. This is where libertarians have a good thing going. I had to sneeze, folks. Here's where libertarians have a good thing going. They are not into that fierce militarism. They weren't originally. I was a libertarian one time, got out of it because it started attracting paramilitary neo-fascist types. And this is a problem with libertarians. So today we have the Democratic Socialists of America, which are largely what we think of as progressives. If socialism scares you, you need to do some reading, folks. And you need to not look at unsuccessful attempts at socialism that were called socialism. We need to look at what was successful in some attempts at socialism. I'm not going to go into a diatribe. It's easy to do. If you look at Scandinavian countries, they have social democracies that have great general welfare. And I don't mean welfare like baby mama with 12 kids and two Cadillacs. You know what I'm talking about. They take care of their people, and they do it with taxes. Oh, I'm sorry you don't like high taxes, you greedy motherfuckers. And I know, because I was a greedy, I don't want to ever pay taxes motherfucker. And I recovered from that because I realized my community responsibility. And how do we get that? By taxes, not by donating. I'm an anti-donation person. Right now, there's a big bunch of donation bullshit going on. People scrambling for money at the death of a death, like my son. You know, $100,000 life insurance policy that maybe his girlfriend took out. We don't know that for a fact. I'm being told that's what it is. People talking to the dead. You dumb motherfuckers hallucinating that he's telling you he didn't know about the policy from the dead. No, sorry, folks. The dead are dead. They're dead. There's nothing. I died twice. From my experience. Okay, if your experience is different, that's okay. I'm not here to dispute your experience. I'm telling you what mine is. When you're dead, you're fucking dead. We don't have any evidence which we can do a scientific fact claim on that shows otherwise. We don't have really any concrete evidence. That doesn't mean it is not there. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I'm agnostic when it comes to that. However, I am fairly certain that when you're dead, you're fucking dead. So, yes, I'm against donation bullshit. If you know somebody and they need, some money, and you have money and you don't, and you have a charitable heart, yeah, give them the money, but give it to them one-on-one. Don't get into these fucking GoFundMe things and, you know, where they take a percentage of the money that you raise. Hold on. Goddamn allergies decided to fucking whack me. Anyhow, that's my take on all this. We're going to get back on track, I think, in the economy. I don't think that all the worry warts and the deficit hawks and you know, all the Republican garbage that's been around for fucking 100 years or more, you know, the reactionary parts of the country. And let's not forget that the Democrats, about a third of the Democrats migrated to the Republican Party because they were Dixocrats. Because they were anti-race. They were racist. And so they saw an opportunity to do the red state strategy. What do you call it? A Southern strategy. Richard Nixon. Fucking another great American president crook. And there's been several. It just hasn't come out enough how, you know, all the crookedness in the U.S. Politics and from the Oval Office. Like, Andrew Jackson was a complete despotic scumbag. Fucking genocidal, racist piece of shit. And that, guess whose portrait was, you know, that the dumpster, that orange piece of doo-doo had by him, behind him all the time. Andrew Jackson is a great president. No, he's not a great president. We need to get Tubman on the 20 and that fucking despotic prick off of it. So, here it is. Here, I'm at 33 minutes and 54 seconds on this segment, and here's what it is. We need to get rid of the Republican Party. We need to push them out with rhetoric, with fact, with help for the masses. That's right, the masses, the people, not the goddamn special interests. Like, if those special interests didn't employ the people, those businesses would not exist. Now, here's the problem, too. We've become a financialized economy, and now even China's moving that way. This is fucked up. We need a sustainable, renewable, neo-industrialized economy to dominate the financialized economy. Until that happens, we are shit. That's what's going on. And this is why the Republicans have to go. You know, it's kind of broken down like this. The Republicans are fossil fuel people, primarily. The Democrats are Wall Street people, primarily. Both of those influences need to be greatly diminished in the operations of our country and economy. They do. Wall Street is not the economy. Fossil fuel jobs are a few million. They're not 20 million or 50 million people. They're not. So they're not that important. People think it's really important to flit about in their vehicles and, you know, burn all kinds of fossil fuel and, you know, pump that shit in the atmosphere. Well, you know what? I got realistic about that. That's 17%. The government, via the defense industry and the military, is much worse. And so are belching cows and sheep. And there's other things from industry that pump carbon in the atmosphere. And then there's the unspoken, well, only slightly spoken threat of methane. Now, if you want to know more about it, there's a lot of information out there, and some of it is right on. Get on it, folks. I love you. The people that I love you, and I'm glad you're in my life, even though we may disagree vehemently about several topics. That's cool. That's what makes for healthy rhetoric and discussion. And I just, my life is good. I'm sad about my son. I love that fucker. And he chose what he chose. I'm not going to beat him up over it. And I'm going to let the maternal side of his family fight over the crumbs. Let them, they're going to dispute the, insurance policy, which they're fairly sure that his girlfriend took out on him. Okay, so we'll see what happens in the aftermath. And now they're trying to sell the suits that he had in this GoFundMe thing they're doing. It makes me want to puke. Ridiculous. So I can hardly wait till we finish up what I need to finish up, because I'm going to further distance myself from the nonsense. Because the only dead I talk to are skin cells flaking off my body. Like I said, I love you all. Have a great weekend. Celebrate. And let's close out with a little bit more baying of the hounds here in a second, as soon as I get it back up. Here we go. Thank you. Mondo Homunculero from Thanatero Studios at Casa de Mondo Zaskia. Have a great weekend.